In 2006, historian Charles C. Mann published his monumental book, 1491, New Revelations of the Americas Before Columbus. What I found most interesting about his extraordinary book was how he saw Native Americans as part of their own trajectory and not merely as extensions of the story of the Europeanization of North America in the 16th and 17th centuries. Curiously, in this way, Charles Mann managed to turn one of the most universally loved stories of the contact between Europeans and Native Americans into an intriguing espionage tale. We all know the story of the fateful meeting of 22 March 1621 of the Native Americans with Miles Standish and the Puritan community at Plymouth Colony, and the foundations of the holiday Americans know as Thanksgiving. In Charles Mann's adroit handling, when Chief Massasoit first met the pilgrims in Plymouth in 1621, months before the first Thanksgiving, he was actually trying to co-opt the European newcomers and a clever scheme to save his tribe. But to accomplish this task, Massasoit had to enlist the support of one of his enemies, and in this way he set the stage for a fascinating tale of deceit and betrayal. In those early days, the settlement at Plymouth Colony had come under constant conflict with the local Native Americans, so that by mid-February 1621, the able-bodied men of Plymouth Colony had organized themselves into a militia with Miles Standish as the commanding officer and John Carver as their new governor. By the end of February 1621, 5 cannons had been removed from their ships and positioned on Fort Hill to defend the community from Indian raids on their stores. That first brutal winter of 1620-1621 decimated the Plymouth community. Of the 102 pilgrims who had arrived in November 1620, only 57, including just 5 of 18 of the settlement's adult women, managed to survive that first winter. The rest had died due to illness and starvation, complications associated with scurvy, which weakened their immune systems, rendering many of them unable to cope with the harsh conditions of the New World. Those desperate conditions essentially forced the Europeans to seek some sort of rapprochement with the Native American communities of the region, or to perish on the shores of Cape Cod. The opportunity for partnership came in the form of overtures from one Indian chief, Massasoit. Massasoit was the chief of the Wampanoag Confederation, a loose coalition of several dozen villages that controlled most of what is now southeastern Massachusetts.